Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 31st, 2020. As Berlin Briefing reported this week, the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Company, or the FBB, the Charité Hospital, and the Berlin Senate have announced that returnees from risk areas would be able to have themselves tested for corona at Tegel Airport from 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. According to reporting, passengers from Istanbul who landed at 9:30 a.m. were to be the first to be tested. However, the testing area had not yet been set up. When the next plane from the Turkish metropolis arrived at 11:07 a.m., still nothing was ready for testing operations. Airport employees had installed a handful of old construction fences outside gate A00, behind which testing could take place, but actual testing had not yet started. For the passengers who queued up at gate A00 shortly after landing and checking out, it took another 2 hours. The first returnee was not tested until around 1:30 p.m., and it's worth mentioning that she had already returned on Saturday from a visit to relatives in the U.S., had been in quarantine since then, and returned to the airport to end it, and she waited an hour and a half in a queue with 20 other returnees until testing started. The implementation of the tests is the responsibility of the Charité, and the Morgan Post reported that when those waiting for tests questioned hospital staff about the wait, many were given harsh, unfriendly answers, and some were treated so poorly that they left the airport without being tested. The press office of the Charité was not able to answer why the delay occurred on Wednesday. FBB spokeswoman Sabine Deckworth stated, quote, "It is the test phase and the start, and it is bumpy." Matthias Kuder, spokesperson for science and research at the Senate Chancellery, which is also involved, remarked that an evaluation of the day was still in progress. According to initial findings, there had been network difficulties which had slowed everything down. Kuder asked for understanding for the staff on site, adding, quote, "It was a difficult situation due to the technical requirements, and the staff were working under high pressure to resolve these difficulties." Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn had announced that tests for returnees from risk areas will become mandatory, and the temporary facility set up in Tegel will then give way to a permanent solution. FBB spokeswoman Deckworth said that Terminal D is being prepared as there's considerably more space there. Contrary to previous reporting, however, at Schönefeld, voluntary free corona tests for returnees from risk areas are not planned until today in Terminal Area L. The offer of free tests at the airports is only aimed at people returning from a risk area who do not show any COVID-19 symptoms. These areas are defined by the RKI, and the central criterion is whether there have been more than 50 newly infected persons per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 7 days. 2 years after the provisional seizure of 77 properties, which are owned by an extended criminal family of Arabic origin in Berlin, all appeals against it have so far failed. Senator of Justice Dirk Behrendt announced, quote, "The confiscation of the real estate and rental income continues in full." In addition to the land and buildings seized in July 2018, the income from renting 45 of the properties was also confiscated by the court in April of 2019. According to the Judicial Administration, 5 defendants and 3 accessory parties lodged an appeal, and all attempts to take legal action against the seizure have so far been unsuccessful. According to the senator, it is no longer possible to take legal action against corresponding decisions of the regional court in June and July of 2019 and in May of this year. One appeal was still pending, and another had been referred to another chamber of the regional court. 2 plots of land are also to be confiscated. However, the decision of the regional court in April of this year is not yet final. The owner, who is in prison for other crimes, has appealed, and a decision is still pending. Per the court, the 2 properties were financed with proceeds from crimes committed by members of the family, and the court found a, quote, gross disproportion between the value of the properties and the income of the person who was 19 years old when he purchased them. In the summer of 2018, the value of the 77 properties was estimated at around 9 million euros. According to the public prosecutor's office, money laundering investigations against several suspects from the area of organized crime regarding the remaining 75 properties are still ongoing. In 2018, Berlin politicians had announced an intensified fight against criminal members of large families of Arab origin. More and more Berliners are losing their jobs in the current economic crisis. In July, however, the number of unemployed rose somewhat more slowly than in the previous months. According to the Federal Employment Agency yesterday, it increased by 5,945 to 215,305, which is almost 59,000 more than a year ago. The main reason for the increase is the corona pandemic, and in addition, there was the usual increase during summer and holiday time. Especially in services, hospitality, transportation, and warehousing, jobs were lost. Bernd Becking, head of the Berlin-Brandenburg Employment Office, stated, quote, "Although unemployment figures have not risen as much as in April and May, the development shows that we are far from being through." He said that it was important for a recovery that there is no second wave of the epidemic. This, he said, requires common sense on the part of every individual. The unemployment rate in Berlin now stands at 10.8%, which is 0.3 percentage points more than in June, and a year ago, the rate had been 8%. Without Kurzarbeit or short-time work, the numbers would be even worse. In April, 208,400 Berliners were on Kurzarbeit, which is every seventh wage earner subject to Social Security contributions, and 26,500 companies used the measure. The consequences of the corona crisis are being felt in the German economy as a whole. As the Federal Statistical Office announced yesterday, economic output slumped considerably in the second quarter. The gross domestic product shrank by 10.1%, compared to the previous quarter. Since Wednesday, Berlin startups have been able to apply for state aid due to the corona crisis. According to the Investitionsbank Berlin, 140 million euros are available for young companies and small and medium-sized businesses that have run into a financing bottleneck through no fault of their own. The bank is confident that up to 150 Berlin startups will be stabilized and kept on a growth course. Companies can apply for up to 800,000 euros via equity investments and convertible loans if they can raise 20% of the funds privately. The federal government bears about 70% of the risk and Berlin 30%. Such assistance is vital for the survival of many companies in the city, according to the Federal Association of German Startups. Managing Director Christoph Stressing added, quote, "In recent years, startups have made a significant contribution to Berlin's growth course and created tens of thousands of future-oriented jobs in the capital." And lastly, some housekeeping. First, thank you to our most recent donor, Stephanie. Your tote bag is on the way. And many of you who do support us on Patreon will reach the 15 euro donation threshold tomorrow, and this qualifies you for one of our recycled cotton tote bags. Now, all we need is your mailing address. We will reach out to you individually via Patreon message, but you can start sending your addresses to us now. Also, for those of you who have donated so generously and have not yet been mentioned by us in the podcast, we ask for your okay before doing so. So please also reach out to us if you haven't gotten our message. And lastly, if you have donated 15 euros or more and have not received your tote bag, please contact us as well. Our email address is berlinbriefing@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your continued support, and we will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.